The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
The mythological Pablo Torre, the professorial Kevin Blackstone, and the celebrating Sarah Spain. Happy birthday, Sarah Spain.
Thank you.
This shot from LeBron to go up 38 in the third, and the look he gave afterwards, you've seen it before, but this game was over. This game was over once they put on the Black Mamba jerseys, and they were up 24-8. How cool was that? Pablo, around the horn to you. Have the Lakers rounded the corner?
They have, and this series feels over, Tony. It kind of feels mean what LeBron is doing to them. The Blazers are banged up. CJ McCollum has this broken back. Damian Lillard has this dislocated finger, and now this knee issue, which has just emerged. And meanwhile, I've been saying this for about a decade on this program. But if you sold your stock in LeBron James, you have made a terrible mistake because this guy seems to be in total control, total and utter control in this series. And yeah, I think the Blazers are going home immediately.
How do we feel about Pablo recycling lines he's said for each of the last 10 seasons? Is that we'll allow it for now. Okay. Sarah Spain, have the Lakers rounded the corner?
Well, first, I'd like to thank you for respecting my wish to celebrate my birthday for a full month plus, because it was last week, but I will take the wishes.
Sorry, it's the first time I've seen you.
Birthday year, why not?
Yeah.
Listen, there was absolutely a ton to love about this Lakers performance, and this game was put away very early, but they did shoot literally their best beyond the arc of the entire year. They set a playoff franchise record with 17 threes. Like, this wasn't just, oh, they're what we expected. This was beyond what they've shown us all season long. So will this stay? I don't think that they're going to keep shooting that well going forward. The Blazers are beat up. The Blazers have not been the matchup that we hoped that they would be. So as much as I have always said, if you've got LeBron James and Anthony Davis, I'm not picking against you. I do think we do need to see more from them and more consistently from them based on their terrible offensive struggles in the bubble up until very recently in this series.
All right. Sarah needs to see more from a team that was up 40 midway through the third yesterday. Kevin Blackstone, how about you?
Well, in a lot of ways, the Lakers were already around that corner. I mean, other than the hiccup in game one, they've really had the Blazers in a pickle in this game. I mean, their defense has been pretty good on everybody except Dame for some moments here and there. And their offense just lit up to something that they haven't seen in years. I mean, I think that was their best shooting performance in a playoff game in like 10 years. So will this sustain? I don't think so. But certainly they got to feel good about themselves going forward. The two big guys are playing out of their mind right now. And I got to think that jumper that LeBron put down was also to let everybody who was comparing 21-year-old Luka to 21-year-old LeBron, he was just letting people know that he's still a step ahead of him.
Okay, there's also that. And for it all to come together on Mamba Day and to be up 24-8, it's just, you know, that's the type of stuff that when you watch sports and it happens, you're just like, man, this is destined. 2020 has taken everything away from us. Please don't take Damian Lillard. Honestly, an MRI inconclusive. Yes. That's the scariest word for an MRI. Now we're just holding our breath. And it's just been so magical a year for him. It can't end like this. That's you don't need to have a take on that. Please, I'm just saying it. I'm putting it out there. We'll move on. We move on to the bricks. The Brick Factory. And by Brick Factory, I don't mean a factory that's made of bricks. I mean a factory that's made out of bricks that is building bricks inside the factory. Houston picked a bad time to go cold, but they do that. Oklahoma City is the most clutch team in the NBA. That's not subjective. How do you explain how they close out games better than anybody in the NBA this year? So, Sarah Spain, what's gone wrong for Houston, but what's gone right for Oklahoma City to make this series even at two?
Well, the three-headed guard monster for OKC has just given Houston fits on defense. Mm-hmm. And without Russell Westbrook in there, Houston can't control the pace at all. They're not getting fast break points. This is being this is going the direction of the Thunder in part because they get to play the style that they want and even at times outplay Houston at their style of small ball, right, when they lose their big man and they're still able to go out there. They have a depth of ability across Paul and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Schroeder that is allowing them to really challenge the defensive prowess of Houston. And then without Russell Westbrook, when Harden gets tired at the end, there's no one there to be that other superstar. This is a fascinating series to watch because we didn't expect that much from the Thunder, and then they come in here, and now it's really anyone's guess. I mean,
speak for yourself, Sarah. I love when you volunteer that no one thought anything of the Thunder. You're the only one who said a word so far.
No one could ever know. Who could know?
Kevin Blackett, still, maybe you're not surprised. You don't seem like somebody who's surprised easily.
Well, I'm not surprised because the OKC Thunder are back home now. They've been on their home court for the last couple of
years. Oh, yeah, that's right. Good point.
That makes a big difference. Look, they've played pretty well this whole series, but I think one of the things that's happened here is that James Harden hasn't shown up at the biggest moments. I mean, he's 9 for 28 from the three-point line the last couple of games. He needs to be better than that, even though that's fine for a lot of people in this game. But it's not good enough when you don't have Westbrook, and it's not good enough, as Sarah alluded to, when you are actually losing your game to the Thunder, and that's small ball. They are not playing small ball as well in clutch situations as the Thunder is, and that is really what's hurting them.
Pablo, can you take us into how OKC is this clutch? Again, that is not a subjective thing. By all the measures of how a team closes out games, they are the best in the NBA by a wide margin. And we saw it again last night. Houston hit 8 straight threes to start the third quarter. And after that, defensively, OKC was incredible and efficient on the offensive end as well.
Yeah, the reports of Chris Paul's demise, Tony, have been greatly exaggerated. He is really good at both literally and figuratively hitting other teams in the groin. What he has been at the end of games is a master. He is the guy driving the car. And when you add on this dude, Lou Dort is the reason why James Harden is struggling in this way. Dort, over the last four games he's played against Harden, has held Harden to just above 20% from three. Throw in Dennis Schroeder having 30 points. You get 70-plus from that three-headed monster that Sarah alluded to in the Thunder backcourt. The Thunder are a team of great chaos, but Chris Paul is the guy that organizes it all and turns it on the other team, and that's exactly what we're watching in this series.
And you've been saying that for 10 years as well about Chris Paul. So you're really, I mean, Pablo's gone green. He's recycling here. I hesitate to ask Sarah if she's going to say it's now advantage Oklahoma City because you never know anything in the NBA. But tell us what's going to happen the last three games here, Sarah.
I actually do. I think the Thunder are going to win this series because I think they're more consistent, because they can come back when they get behind, because they're a better clutch shooting team. And I just don't think Harden, who we've oft criticized for not being able to stay out of the fatigue issues, especially deep in playoff series, just needed the help of Russell Westbrook.
KB, are you with Sarah here that OKC has turned this series completely?
I don't think they turned it completely. I think Harden can bounce back. We've had these questions about him before in games, and he's shown up. They really miss Westbrook, though, and that's a real problem. But I think they can bounce back.
And Pablo?
Yeah, give me the Thunder if Russell Westbrook is not returning to this series. I think this is Oklahoma City's to lose at this point.
Oklahoma City's looked so dangerous the last two games. Miami. Who's looked more dangerous than Miami? The sweep of Indiana last night. And now, maybe they'll draw Milwaukee if they get past Orlando. About Milwaukee, let's talk about George Hill after yesterday's game.
I mean, we can't do anything. First of all, we shouldn't even came to this damn place, to be honest.
Hill answering a question about the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, not far from Milwaukee. Fred VanVleet has conveyed a similar sentiment, playing this season was supposed to be not in vain, but it's just starting to feel that everything is going through the motions. That's what he said for Toronto. Marcus Smart has conveyed a similar sentiment as well while he plays for Boston. Kevin Blackstone, can I ask you, how do you hear that from those players?
Well, I understand their frustration, but I think they also have to understand that the fight here is against systemic racism within police departments across this country. And so overnight, you're not going to bring this to an end. And I hate to shock them, but if you look at the Washington Post database of police killings in this country, there have been almost three dozen black men killed by police in this country since George Floyd was killed up in Minneapolis. So this is a long, long process. If you want to say no justice, no games, I hear you. We've had a few players do that on their own. Nakasha Cloud here in Washington. Of course, Maya Moore, what she did. You can do that if that's what you want to do. But, you know, every day people are watching your games. They're hearing commentators talk about what your thoughts are. You've made this a part of the news. And I think that's a really strong statement as it is.
Sarah Spain.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, I agree with KB, right? There's this balance of using your platform by continuing to wear the names and the phrases and have these conversations by LeBron and George Hill and Van Vliet and all these players sort of talking about the need for change and making this on the forefront. I also totally understand if they're experiencing some guilt for not being able to give as much of themselves to this as they would like. They are literally in a bubble. They literally can't go out and be activists in their community. They can't go out and speak anywhere in Wisconsin in the case of the Bucks for the incident that happened specifically in Kenosha. So I don't begrudge them any feelings they might have, even if back in the day when they were out of the bubble, they didn't feel as compelled to do so. We all have experienced this pivot moment in our country, and everything that happens after George Floyd feels different than what happened before, and it feels like there's no progress being made when you see something like what we saw in Kenosha. So I don't know if it will be lasting, this feeling that they have right now, long enough for them to actually follow through with a potential boycott of a game or more. But I think we have to honor that those are the feelings they're feeling right now with the platform that they have.
And you believe that that's in play, boycotting of a game? And we've seen the Detroit Lions take off of practice today for this purpose, to acknowledge what's happening in the state of Wisconsin. But Sarah, do you believe boycott a game is possible?
I do, actually. The conversation around specifically that upcoming Raptors game makes sense because it's a little bit ahead of schedule. So if they were to boycott that night of, there would be time to make it up and still fall in line with the rest of the
series. Well, that
is
enormous then. That's huge. That's different than putting Black Lives Matter on the court, which is what the NBA has done. And hearing George Hill, Pablo, basically say, you know, that's not enough. He's saying, why are we even here is what he's saying, Pablo. How did that strike you?
Yeah, it sounded like understandable desperation. And it's desperation born of a certain hopelessness and born of the reality that we know how this cycle goes. Even the conversation we're having at large here about what is the responsibility of athletes and what is the potential impact of athletes using their voice, threatening to take away our precious games in case we don't shape up as a society. We know that's not going to solve those issues, as KB mentions. But in the absence of other solutions, what else would you do if you're George Hill and you take this issue to heart? I totally understand it. To me, though, what's unfortunate, Tony, is that we are putting a burden on not just athletes, but black people to solve this problem for themselves. It's not up to them. It's up to everybody else. It's up to the politicians and police departments. This seems to be its own version of a sad distraction because that's not who's going to solve this issue in the end.
Thanks for your thoughts on that. Take a break right here. Coming up, Clippers Mavericks Game 5. Luka's encore. Paul George's non-core.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, It's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Lost in the Luka mania of the shot. Dallas, I mean, they came back from 21 down in that game. They came back from 18-2 a few games ago. There have been huge chunks of games. They've run LA off the floor. So for tonight's, some might say, pivotal game five, what's the one thing you expect to happen? And what's the determining factor that tips this game? Sarah Spain, around the horn to you.
I expect to see more magic from Luka. This team clearly hasn't figured out how to stop him. And I expect that the only way for the Clippers to get a win is for Paul George to do more than what he's done. It seems obvious, but he has been historically bad for someone the expectations he came in with. And if he isn't there to help support this Clippers team and be a real threat offensively, it makes it so much harder for Kawhi Leonard and the rest of that team to get it done. They have not been aggressive. They've been passive defensively, and they've been emotionally weak, according to Doc Rivers. And I think they need some sort of inspiration in the form of Paul George showing up.
Pablo Torre?
It's become very clear, Tony, that the Clippers' defense, despite having two all-world wing defenders in Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, cannot slow Luka Doncic down. So without Kristaps Porzingis in this game because of injury, why don't they throw like a box in one at Luka? Throw everything you got that's unconventional at him, because what you have tried clearly isn't working.
So you say box of one, which means one guy on Luka and then a box in the middle of the court. I say box of one, a box on Luka, and then one guy covers the other four guys on Dallas. Kevin Blackstone, what turns tonight's pivotal? I mean, there's only one adjective for game fives, and it's pivotal. So this pivotal game five.
It is pivotal for playoff P. I mean, you cannot ignore his disappearance.
There you go.
Series 10 for 47. The worst shooting percentage of anybody in the playoffs with at least 50 attempts. This is incredibly bad. And coming from a guy who came back in this league from, you know, from an injury that was just, it looked like he would never come back from. So I got to think he's going to rebound at least for one night and turn this thing around.
So you've got who tonight? You've got the Clippers. You have Paul George making an appearance in the series. You got the Pablo, how about you?
I have the Clippers, but I do have Luka Doncic making an unboxing video tonight.
And Sarah Spain, how about you?
I've got another great game from Luka, and the Clippers still haven't figured it out yet. Okay. I got the maps.
We'll move on. Buy or sell two. Jay Wright in Philadelphia, is there still smoke here? I asked yesterday's panel, nobody thought he was leaving Villanova for the Sixers, but maybe you guys do. You can weigh in on that. And also, Elton Brand, still GMing this team, running this team. Today he said he is not trading Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid. He's going to make it work. Kevin Blackstone, around the horn to you. What makes most sense for Philly, either from the coach or from the rotation standpoint?
Well, from the roster standpoint, you got to keep those two talents together. Make it work. Find a veteran coach out there who can make it work. We've seen what happens when you break up two young talents like that. Remember Marbury and Garnett up in Minnesota, a horrible decision. But as far as Jay Wright, he's not the guy. He turned down UCLA the other year. They said they would double his salary from about $4 to about $8 million. He didn't want that. He's good at Villanova. Why not go after Jason Kidd? Jason Kidd shouldn't have gotten canned the last time we saw him as a head coach.
Sarah Spain?
I'm going to say that it's as much about that veteran voice and someone who can force focus and consistency out of Embiid and Simmons and demand out of them the accountability that hasn't been there, as it is just getting shooters and bringing this roster into a more modern approach to basketball.
Mm-hmm. Pablo?
Why is this front office allowed to make any decisions? That is my question, because they're talking about hiring a coach. The front office is the reason why this team squandered the war chest that Sam Hinkie assembled and is now in the position they're in right now. I could talk about this for 19 hours, Tony. I just want this front office entirely thrown into a pit of despair from which they can never escape. Please.
Okay.
His six.
Well, maybe the pit of despair is Elton Brand is forced to play with the team next year. You know, I've heard that been suggested before. Kevin Blackstone, you're going to say goodbye here. You know, you brought up Jason Kidd, and one thing that struck me as you said it, you know, not the same player, but Ben Simmons could learn a lot from Jason Kidd, a guy
absolutely
in this league, so talented, but maybe shooting wasn't his forte. That just, okay.
At the end,
I'll
it was.
An extra point for that. You're not advancing. Kevin Blackstone, done. Sarah Spain, Pablo Torre, showdown next. Sarah, happy birth year.
Thank you.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
College Football Committee says they will proceed with rankings and a national championship. The Associated Press proceeded with a top 25. Clemson 1, Ohio State 2, Alabama 3, Georgia 4, Oklahoma 5. Riddle me this, if losses happen and Ohio State goes undefeated, as I think they might, can they be number 1? What are we doing with rankings here, Sarah?
We're doing our best to pretend like this is a remotely real season when, in fact, as soon as we get to the point where we have to remove all of those teams, we remind ourselves that this is a fantasy. Whatever, have fun.
Yeah, let them have this, though. Let them have this, Tony, because the only thing that feels familiar about this college football season will be arguing about polls and rankings that don't make any sense. They never did. Let's just wallow in that.
All right. Unbeaten and unscored upon Ohio State. We'll split the point. We'll move on. Showdown 2. New York Islanders lost their last 7 in a row before the pandemic hit. They are 8-2 in the Hubble. Dallas Stars, since scoring those 7 unanswered to eliminate Calgary, they've beaten Colorado 5-3, 5-2. So 17 goals over their last 8-plus period. Who had the bigger win last night? Whose heat is hotter, Pablo?
I am on Long Island, Tony, so I have to go with my namesake, New York Islanders. Varlamov pitching a shutout in this game, one of 2 goalies in Islanders history to start off a playoff series like that. Give me those guys.
Mm-hmm. Nah, they were ahead from the start. The Stars are more impressive because they went down 2-0 before they scored 5 unanswered, and they've scored 5 goals in each of their last 3 games. Their heat is definitely hotter.
5-5-7 in the game before that. Man, you guys are making this hard on me. We're going to split the point again. But the game comes down to Showdown 3. I've been waiting all show for this topic. Let's go. A question maybe nobody was prepared to answer last night and maybe even today, but are you allowed to header a baseball? Cole Calhoun ends up being called out here. If the ball is coming at your head and you use your helmet to helmet your head, should you be called out, Sarah?
You should not. You should be awarded an extra base for the timing and the precision of being able to pull this off. This was bogus.
So hold on. Pablo? We just saw the love child of Alex Rodriguez and Jose Canseco in a single play. A-Rod's strategy for base path management, plus yeah. Canseco, just the ball going off his dome. Just beautiful.
Okay. Pablo, if you were to win FaceTime, what would you do?
I have so many Sixers takes, Tony. Please, please.
You said you had 19 hours, so you need 20 seconds. Sarah, if you were to win, what would you do?
Leo Messi asking out of
Leo
Barcelona.
Leo Messi, no. It is. 30 seconds of FaceTime,
yes.
Sarah Spade.
First, we're going to completely ignore the long-term ramifications for your career if you're someone who's in charge when you let Leo Messi go. And we're going to skip right ahead to this show because it's all about us. We're trying to improve our soccer literacy. And as you know, if we want to talk soccer here, it's probably going to be me shoveling in the Red Stars somewhere where they haven't been introduced. Since he's probably not going there, we're going to go Chicago Fire with this one. Come on over, Lionel Messi. We'll give some deep dish over to Barcelona. We'll send Frank Isola over there. We don't have the rights to him, but we're not going to miss him. Maybe we'll send over Portillo's franchise. Either way, right here.
Oh, I thought you were going to make the pitch that we have him on our panel to bolster our soccer knowledge. And then you'd still trade away Isola. Of course you would. Yeah. That's it. Sarah, today's champ. We'll see you tomorrow.
Trust the process.